Welcome to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Girard, and I'm an interior decorator. And my company is called All About Redecorating. When the station asked me what I wanted to call the show, I decided to call it the same as my company, because the show is really all about redecorating your home. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., I'll be talking about decorating issues, new trends in the design industry, answering questions from listeners, and even emails that I get at my office. This past week, I received many calls and emails from people who were looking for a good painting company. So I felt this week I should be talking about painting your home, or even if you have a commercial project. Most importantly, what to look for when hiring a painting contractor. With this in mind, this show is brought to you by Dennis Moffitt Painting. They're family-owned and a third-generation painting company. And I can't believe this, with over 35 years of quality workmanship. Mike Moffitt, the co-owner of the company, is my special guest, and we'll be talking with him in a few minutes. You know, now that spring is in the air, people are focused on the outside, and here's a great opportunity to freshen up the exterior. Maybe you're outside, the color is faded, the house just looks tired, it just needs a little TLC. Maybe you want to stay with your existing color, but maybe change the color of your door, shutters, trim. And maybe it's time for a change. There's so many exciting new colors out there that people can choose from. On another issue, maybe you're deciding to sell your home. And the outside sometimes needs to be freshened up. Maybe it's not in the greatest condition, and the curb appeal is essential in having the great first impression for anybody looking to buy your home. When I was thinking about a painting company, I wanted to bring on the show a good, reliable company that I trust and that I've worked with. My credibility is always on the line when I'm recommending anybody in any business to connect with my clients. I feel anybody can advertise in the Yellow Pages or advertise anywhere, but it's just the comfort in knowing that you have a good quality company that you can connect with. With this in mind, I immediately thought of Dennis Moffitt Painting because of the quality of their work and their great reputation in Southern New England. Immediately, I thought of Dennis Moffitt Painting because of the quality of their work and great reputation in Southern New England. So, Mike, welcome.
Thanks for having us. Certainly not my average day, but I hope I can provide some good insight.
This gives you a great break, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
You know, it's just a quick thing, how I met Mike Moffitt and his dad, Dennis, four or five years ago.
Yeah.
Your mom, Bonnie, called me because she had some decorating issues in the living room and dining room and so forth. And we just got talking about personal lives and so forth. And then I find out that she has a painting company, you know, Dennis and you. And I said, my God, I'd love to meet Mike and Dennis. And then that went from one thing to another. We've done some great projects together.
The rest is history.
I know the rest is definitely history. But, you know, I'd like to have our listeners hear more about your company and really how you tick.
Sure. We are, again, a third generation company. I think my grandfather painted up at Brown some odd years ago.
Wow.
And we have 18 full-time painters. We look to keep them busy year-round. It's not mass hiring in the spring and a big layoff. We try and keep it's a really family-oriented company. Mm-hmm. So usually when we're on projects, some of them last several weeks. The homeowners make a real connection to our employees. They're enjoyable to have around, so they're personable.
Mm-hmm. It's like becoming their family of sorts.
Yeah.
And the trust factor. Well, I think, too, if you're able to keep them on as full-time, year-round employees, that's huge with loyalty and trust.
I mean, you can't do anything without good help, without good people. And we look to hire good people. And, you know, our test is if they can't paint for my wife inside my own house, I don't want them.
Oh, that's the true test.
So, yeah.
Definitely. You know, I have talked to so many people where they've had apprehension about hiring a painting contractor just because either they've gotten burned in the past, no
yep.
matter how big or small the project, they've been sold a bill of goods, and where the company maybe never delivered.
Yep.
To give you an idea, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, I was talking to a couple that lived down the street from me. They hired a contractor. They gave a huge deposit, and about a week later, the company just up and vanished.
Yeah.
And it was a huge deposit. I felt so bad. And they just had no recourse. They just lost a lot of money.
Yeah, big deposits are a big red flag. In our line of work, labor is your biggest cost. Material isn't a huge cost for most of the jobs. So if someone can't afford to pay their labor and material for the job, you really need to look at them.
To give further insight to the audience, because we're trying to give word pictures here of sorts, Mike, what should they look for when hiring a painting company? Because this sometimes people don't, there's no course you can take on how to hire a painting contractor. And maybe you could share some thoughts.
Well, I think it's important to get off to a good start when looking for a painting contractor is where you get the names from. Who do you call for that? You know, because a lot of the ads could look reputable, but you really don't know a lot about the contractor without doing a little bit more research. So it's important for you to ask friends, family, maybe you know somebody in the contracting business. It may not be a painter, but a tradesperson. And ask for feedback. You know, who should I call? If you don't have those resources, go to your paint store. Your paint store will know the good, bad, and ugly of the people. And they're not going to recommend you to someone you shouldn't be recommended to. So paint stores are a good resource to find quality people.
I think, too, as we all will go through, not to knock the yellow pages, but we'll go through and see these huge ads, which, again, can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, many times, no matter if I'm looking for a particular company, I look at, do they have a website?
Yeah.
And I'm very impressed with your website, which is experiencedmp.com. I have to put that in, of course.
Thank you.
And it's very well designed.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of content that we need to add to it. It's probably 2 years since we've done something to it, but it's a good resource for you to show you the type of work that we can do, the type of employees that we have, and find out a little bit more about us. But I know everybody's online these days, and there's some important websites that you can find out. I don't have them offhand, but the State Contractors Registration Board, if you Google State of Rhode Island Contractors Registration Board, you can find out really the dirty stuff about your contractor to make sure that they're properly licensed, properly insured, and sometimes if they have any violations against them. You know, it may be from 10 years ago, maybe not pertinent now, but the more information, the better.
I think, too, I remember, I believe on 60 Minutes a year or so ago, they had a whole show on contractors. I think it was on the West Coast even, and just the fact that people were even stealing licenses from other companies.
Yeah.
So you're right, you have to do your homework.
Yeah.
And I think even when getting back to the bidding process, even when people are looking at different bids, and I know you've always said you've encouraged people to get more than one, maybe three, which is a good number. And what do you think they should, what should really come out and stare at them as far as red flags in a particular bid?
I think the details. You need to have a detailed proposal. If a guy comes up, scribbles on a piece of paper and hands it to you, he didn't take time to look at the job. He didn't take time to see what's involved with the job. They need to put more time into it. Every proposal that I do usually comes through email, and it shows the details, and we try and paint a picture of how the job's going to go. It includes how we prep things, how we paint things, what kind of material we use, and how we protect your property so that everything goes smoothly. If you don't have it on paper laid out how the job's going to go, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, you have, in fact, maybe you could share with the audience, have even painted some pretty big projects on the more of the commercial end.
Yep.
I know you do residential, of course, but maybe you could share some of the buildings that you've painted.
For commercial work, we've done the Gateway Center in Newport. We've done some work in Carnegie Abbey. We've done the O'Neill Hayes Funeral Home.
That's a pretty building.
Oh, it's
beautiful. A nice job. I love the colors.
Yeah, Charlie Hayes is great down there. Commercially, I've got a few more that I can't quite.
Okay.
We've done some new construction of homes in Newport, right on Ruggles Avenue. And I've also done a ton of repaints, what we call just typical homeowners that need their house repainted. So,
well, that's the whole thing, too, as far as where people are looking to refresh.
Yeah.
Because it's just the sun can just do a number. And I was curious too, and I may have shared this with you sometime, but even when I've walked around and seen a lot of peeling going on, we're near the water, salt water, the salt just does a number. Where again, the prepping is really important because it's almost like refinishing furniture.
Yep. And there's actually a product that I want to bring up because prep work is involved. A lot of older homes in Newport, there's a great new product. It's probably not new, but it's new to me. It's called the Bonding Primer. It requires less prep work to do, which is great in the case of lead houses because you can't necessarily just sand it all up. So check with your local paint store, either Sherman Williams or Benjamin Moore. It's called the Bonding Primer. They each have their own version, and it can really help out some older homes in the area.
And you will work with any paint company, too. I know sometimes people prefer different companies, but the one thing people sometimes don't realize is that, let's say they see a color they love from Sherwin Williams, Benjamin Moore can make that color.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Any of the companies.
We use a lot of Benjamin Moore and Sherwin Williams. That's typically the two that we use. We try and stay away from the big box store paints because we just find them not where we need to be.
I find them very diluted, too. I mean, it's
they're
again,
watery.
And I find water. Benjamin Moore has just more depth to it.
Yeah.
And many times, too, you don't need to have as many coats, possibly, just because it's the consistency, the quality of the paint. You know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, you can buy a cheap paint, but you're going to have to put four coats on. It's going to cost you more in the long run.
Yeah. So. I think when people are right now looking at the outside of the home, and I know we just briefly touched upon interior work, but you this time of year will do both. Obviously, there's more exterior at this point. Short window.
Thank goodness this spring we had a ton of interior work due, so it actually worked out great for us. We had a great spring, but we are focused a lot on exterior right now. Mm-hmm. But again, it makes no difference what time of season. If a customer wants something done, we'll do it.
Are there any other issues, too, that you feel with the bidding process that people should be really cognizant of when they're looking to choose, be it your company or any other company?
I think it's really the details. You need to have a good understanding that you need to be confident that the contractor has included everything that you've wanted. And it's very easy to lose the details when you're getting bids from three different contractors. So try and do your homework, know what you want, know the number of coats that you need, and again, if you need help, contact your paint store, because I know Sherwin Williams has an outside rep that will come out and inspect your home independently of any other contractor, and they'll tell you what you need, and then you can go to the painting contractors and say, this is what I want you to bid on.
And I think, too, it's the connection of personalities, too, with the company that they feel will do a good job, but it's also the connection of the people. And you mentioned as far as how that family atmosphere and just really connecting with the homeowner, that's 50% there, I believe, in many instances, no matter who you hire.
Yeah, you need to have confidence in your contractor before the job starts.
And being able to communicate well. I hear that it's time to go to a commercial break. We've got to pay the bills here. And you're listening to All About Redecorating with Jan Girard. Any questions, you can reach me at my phone number, office phone number, which is 401-849-1668. My website, which showcases all the services I provide, is allaboutredecorating.com. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Mike Moffitt from Dennis Moffitt Painting. You can reach Mike during the week at 401-789-2181. And again, his website, experiencedmp.com. Welcome back, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard, and I'm an interior decorator, and my guest this half hour is Mike Moffitt from Dennis Moffitt Painting. We had led off with talking about the bidding process, and I thought it was important to maybe continue this just to, Mike needs to really share a few more details with you, because if you've not done any bidding, as far as with any particular painting company, there are some things you really, really need to know about. So what do you think, Mike?
Sure. You know, the bidding process can be really confusing sometimes. There's a lot of different companies out there. There's not a standardized form that the homeowner's putting out saying bid on this.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So it's basically three different opinions sometimes of what needs to be done. It could be three completely different jobs. So it's really important to do your homework and analyze the bids about whether they're comparing apples to apples. And I guarantee a lot of people will get bids that are sometimes 100% away from each other. In other words, sometimes some bids could be double, and they're left with being very confused. I don't understand how this bid could be twice as much as this one. And that's when you really need to dive into the details and interview the contractors, because if you're entertaining the low bid and it's considerably lower than the other bids, you need to protect yourself and interview the contractor saying, did you include all the details that I wanted done? How much time are you figuring on the job? Because that'll tell you exactly what kind of job you're going to get. And if they don't have the answers, you really need to really think hard about hiring that contractor.
It'd be almost good to have a pamphlet or a book about questions you need to know or to ask, because I think when you're going through the process, you get overwhelmed as far as what do I ask first, and are they saying two coats or is it one coat of paint? And that could be huge, as you mentioned, if it's apples and apples.
I make sure that I tell my customers, if you get all the bids in and you're really confused, you can call me. I'm not afraid not to get the job. If there's a better job out there at a lower price and it fits your needs, I'm not afraid to say you should probably go with that guy because I just can't match that price. But because a lot of homeowners are generally confused about the details.
Always. Because I see it all the time, be it if it's their interior, their exterior. As you've said to me many times, even though you drive by a house and it's just been painted, well, what about, how is it going to be 2 years from now, three years from now?
Yep.
It should look good the day that it's finished. And I jokingly have said to you, it better look it or else. But anything can look good on that final day. But what were the, when you back it out, what were the processes that were there to complete the job?
Right.
Because it can be all smoke and mirrors many times. I wanted to ask you, even though people would realize that you do exterior and interior paint, painting, what are some of the other services that you provide?
Well, when I said diversified, we try and focus on a few different aspects. We do a lot of commercial work that is really service-oriented. We do a lot of work for banks that need it. The work needs to be done off hours. Condominium associations we do. You have to work around a lot of different owners. So basically jobs that are service-oriented. Our employees are trained in customer service, no matter whether they're doing a residential, a commercial, an industrial job. We do a lot of new construction for contractors. So pretty much covers it.
Yeah. I was noticing, too, which I thought was interesting, that you even are into having a slice of the pie of your business, decorative painting.
Yes.
Which really surprised me, because that's quite an investment in having someone who's talented to do that. So maybe you can share a little bit of that with my audience.
It is. It is. We're, I would say that we're, we do some wall glazing. We do the basics for faux finishing. You can really get into some extensive, intricate jobs.
And different those finishes.
Different finishes. And those are really left for people that do it day in, day out, because there's some amazing, talented people out there that we've formed an association with. There's a school outside of Boston that we go to, New England Institute of Faux Finishing. And he's done a great job training our guys on the basics.
Because maybe sometimes people just want the basics,
And to be honest with you, the basics are fabulous. They're just amazing. But he gets into some pretty crazy stuff up there.
Oh, that's great. But I think, too, it's a nice add-on to if someone wants something very simple, not over the top, where you're able to provide that service. You're there. You're working with them. They trust your people. And also, too, which I've been involved in, you've actually done had offered color consultations to people that bring you on board.
Yep.
And, you know, I've always laughed at this because, and we've talked about this, painters don't want to choose the color.
We do not.
They want to be given the color. They want to take the brush and roller or whatever and go off on their merry way. So what's been interesting for me is both with you on interior choices and exterior, people are so overwhelmed And they can't see the big picture as far as how it's going to look, because maybe they're going to paint a swatch, a little swatch on their wall or their exterior. There is no way, if they're really, really uptight about choosing, that they can make that decision. And sometimes people can visualize, sometimes not. But one thing that I came upon, which I know helped with you in a couple of situations, where I was able to utilize a software package by Benjamin Moore. What I do is I take a photo, be it if it's the exterior or the interior, and take a photo or many to then download into the computer, and then I can actually, through the software package, paint the room, the exterior. What really helps here is that people can actually see how their room or their exterior will look before they even pick up a can of paint.
Yep.
So the taking the risk out of the choosing the color is really fabulous here. Let's talk about the historic homes here in Newport. Let's say you have a Victorian home and there could be five elements: your door, your trim, your decorative details on molding, shutters. I can actually, up to I think seven fields, be able to choose the colors and show them all different combinations. Is it a black door? Is it a red door? Blue? Are the shutters yellow? Are they green? So once this is all done, it's making anybody like yourself, the whole transition and coming together makes it easier for people.
It's really
it's a fabulous program.
Yeah, it's really helped our business for the exteriors. When you come in and you can do that, people can get a sense of the color and how it's going to work with their furniture inside much more easily than the outside. When you're looking at the front of a house that could be 40 feet wide by 30 feet high, and you're trying to envision all the colors coming together, it's very, very difficult to get that through to the customer. And I could tell you it's really expensive to repaint your home because you don't like the color.
And I think, too, in choosing color, some tones could be, if it's, let's say, some greens, sage greens. Some could be more yellow-based, more blue-based. Mm-hmm. And I think when I've done this, even if a house is a natural stain shingle and someone wants to paint it, mm-hmm. I've even been able to show how it will look with a particular color. And I think it just takes the stress away from the process. And it's been amazing to me how quickly something can turn around. Also, even with the interior, if someone is not sure about how deep they want to go because they've always had a lighter tone, it again, they can see how their room is with all their furnishings, accessories, everything. It's almost where at a click, I was able to change the color. So once you put the color, base color in, I can change it all day long.
Yeah, I think what you said is stress. As soon as I see a homeowner stressed about color, hey, Jan, I think I'm going to need you on this one, and it works out
I'll be
great.
Right down.
It really does.
And I know when I've left, people are relieved.
Yep.
And what's nice is that all the colors are written down, and they hand it the sheet to you, or I email you the details, and we're all set to go.
Yep.
So that takes the process, makes the process go much faster. See, it's decisions being made. I've seen people go round and round and round and being able to come together with this whole process. And it can be quite a nightmare. Talking about painting exteriors, are there certain kinds of finishes that people should be using? I know with older homes it could be different, but
I know in Newport a lot of the clapboard homes like to have the semi-gloss finish. It's kind of the Newport look, but you really need to look at the condition of your building before making those decisions. Some buildings are left better as a flat finish. It hides a lot more of the imperfections. So it's really depends on the home.
I think I was sharing with you one time, even in my neighborhood, I was walking throughout the neighborhood and I was noticing with the sun beaming down on this house that had to be from the 1870s, whatever, and you could see all the imperfections. It had a very lot of sheen to it,
right?
But I could tell that it wasn't prepped right. And you see many homes sometimes where it starts peeling, maybe one, even 2 years after they've painted. I mean, is there a certain timetable where things, if it's prepped properly,
right,
that the painting job should last?
Again, it depends on the condition of the home, the age of the home. The amount of prep that you're allowed to do. Some of these lead-based houses, you can't sand and prep like you'd like to. That being said, you probably shouldn't put a semi-gloss finish on it unless that's the look you want. You want to show off the older details of the house. The good thing about us is we like to consult with you
And if that's the way you want it, that's the way we'll do it. But this is the pros and the cons. We'll tell you how it's going to look through our experience. And
excellent. You know, I could have you on for a whole nother half hour here. I mean, this has gone by so quickly, but looks like we're running out of time. But if you have any questions and would like to talk with Mike for any upcoming painting work that has to be done, if it's commercial, residential, exterior, interior, give Mike a call at Dennis Moffitt Painting. And his number again is 401-789-2181. The website, which is a fabulous website, by the way.
Thank you.
Great before and afters. ExperienceDMP.com. And as always, I'm always looking for topics that you'd like for me to discuss. You can call or email me, and I'll get right back to you and even showcase the topics on the air. My office number is 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. This is Jan Girard, and the show is called All About Redecorating, which is on every Sunday at 5. And I just wanted to give a special thanks for Mike Moffitt for being on the show today. And thank you for listening, and until next time, happy redecorating.